"My other name's Bill," he said. "I was christened Bill, but Mr. Thursgood calls me William."
"Bill, eh? The unpaid Bill. Anyone ever call you that?"
"No, sir."
Mary sat very still, gripping the sides of her chair. She dared not move for fear of that swift changing of his mood which she had observed already, and which would turn him from this sudden intimate tone of confidence to a harsh and coarse brutality.
"They're all afraid of me," he went on. "The whole damn lot of them. Afraid of me, who's afraid of no man. I'll tell you, if I had learning, I'd have walked the breadth of England beside King George himself."
He had an idea, and reached for her hand before announcing solemnly, "You know, Em, if you're still single when you're 40, I'll marry you." She looked at him with frank disgust.
"Was that a proposal, Dex?"